Blog Talk Radio.
With the number one overall selection. How does an undrafted prospect turn into a Hall of Famer? Around 50 put on desire. Small school, big school. You have to be the best to get paid.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I'm your show host, Bo Marchant, and as always, we appreciate you stopping by as we count down the days till the 2019 NFL Draft takes place the April 25th, 26th, and 27th in Nashville, Tennessee. And one of the young men making his path towards that next level is the Appalachian State standout running back Jalen Moore. He was invited to all the big events as he recovers from an October 9th ankle injury, but as he prepares, he's going to talk a little bit about what he brings to the table. But with that said, Jalen, welcome to the program. How's the day treating you?
Everything's good. You know, just enjoying this whole process.
And for you, I'm sure it was probably, I mean, back in October, I'm sure there might have been a few days of frustration before you could just kind of, you know, get back to normal, start rehabbing. How good do you feel, and how excited are you to kind of let loose on March 28th for your pro day?
I'm very excited. You know, I'm working bit by bit every day, you know, improving little by little. And, you know, we're just bringing it all together, bringing every skill set, you know, that I had. You know, we're just putting the pieces back together.
Nice. Now, and you're training down at Pete Bomarito's place down in Florida. Pete and the staff do a fabulous job. What's it been like since the time you arrived compared to now? I mean, are you looking in the more a little bit more, seeing all the results?
Oh, yeah. We're definitely seeing results. It's, you know, just from the little stuff. When I first got here, you know, actually learning the ropes of what Pete got going on and, you know, seeing all these greats that you looked up to, you know, walking around here doing the same things that you're doing. So taking all that in and then keeping a level head and still, you know, just keep working. It's definitely inspiration, you know, seeing, you know, the Le'Veon Bells, like, that's my favorite running back. So it's crazy seeing him, you know, we end up laying on the bed beside each other, on the training tables beside each other. You know, so it's crazy, you know, but, you know, I'm definitely, I got used to it. You know, I feel more comfortable with myself, with where I'm going, and, you know, Pete and the whole Forrest, Hal, and all those guys, you know, they put together a good formula, and we just execute it.
Definitely, and they know how to do it. Once again, big shout-out to Pete Pomerito and those guys. They do a fantastic job in terms of combine prep. And even the guys that are in the NFL, as you mentioned, Le'Veon, Bell, all these guys come back and do their off-season stuff with Pete. You have a fantastic, freakish athleticism, Jalen. I mean, back in the Pop Warner Pee Wee days, were you playing? And were parents, did they want to check the birth certificate because you were just scoring left and right, 4 or 5 touchdowns every game?
Nah, they actually probably checked it to see if I was old enough to play. I was always the smallest one on the field. But, like, my talent level, you know, I always play with older guys. Like, I quit playing elementary ball early. Like, I think my last year playing elementary ball was, like, 4th, 5th grade. I just wanted to go to, you know, all my older friends. I always had older friends, and they played at the Pop Warner, you know. So that Pop Warner ball, that was a whole different thing. We traveling from city to city, state to state, you know, playing against different people all over. So, you know, I stopped playing elementary ball and went ahead and, you know, jumped up there with the big boys. So I always been smaller coming up. So it really wasn't ever a problem, you know, seeing calling me out on being bigger and you know, and then everybody else. It was like I was just the smallest thing, but I was just keeping up with everybody. So, you know, I gained my respect at the
That's excellent, man. Well, you're still gaining your respect. I mean, that athleticism has brought you this close, and obviously you had a fabulous career. I mean, one of the best players in the Sun Belt, and you would have probably, you know, another 1,000-yard season to back up 2016 and 2017. If you don't have the, you know, the ankle injury, you know, you would have stacked on even more yards to the 3,500 that year you got there. What was it like arriving out, you know, at the collegiate level, Jalen? You're playing for the Mountaineers, big-time program. How quick did you kind of realize that you knew what you had was going to get you an opportunity to play in the National Football League?
No, I really just took it serious about, like, I was just, like, coming into high school, I was just back and forth between, like, trying to figure out who I was up until, like, my 10th grade year. And I actually took a year off before about my 9th grade season, my freshman season. So, you know, I was just a kid trying to figure out what I really want to do. Like, is this really what I want to do, what I want to be? Because I'm talented in a whole bunch of areas. Like, I'm just a talented person overall. So, you know, I was just trying to see which way I want to go in my life. You know, I just couldn't keep myself away from the game. Like, I took that 1 year off, and it felt like, you know, it was forever. And I'm just like, man, like, you know, seeing my friends, you know, post pictures on social media and doing this. And I just realized how fun it was and how much I enjoyed doing that. And you know, it was just a necessity. Like, I needed that in my life. And so 10th grade, I got back on the team. I went to Crest High School, got on the team there. Weren't feeling it at first because I started out on varsity, but we were so packed. We had so much talent, so they moved me down to JV. And I'm just moving down to JV, and, like, I always like that underdog mentality. I always like being on a field where people feel like I don't belong. And then when I just show up, like, I love that feeling more than being on a field where, like, everybody knows, you know, like, I'm the best and I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. So, like, I was kind of mad about moving to JV, but, you know, my coach, he was just telling me, you know, keep my head. I knew that I needed that development anyway for me taking that previous year off. So, you know, I got out there and, you know, I did my thing. I probably averaged like 4 or 5 touchdowns a game, but it was like, I knew I needed it. It helped me build my confidence up too. So I knew once I got back on varsity, like, you know, it just made me feel more comfortable.
So that's excellent stuff. Once again, Jalen Moore, App State standout running back, invited down to the Reese's Bowl NFL Combine invite as well. Partook in the combine. He was able to rip off 27 reps at 225, second amongst all running backs. Top number, the second best number, is our guest here today, Jalen Moore, getting prepared for that March 28th pro day and obviously preparing for his invite to the National Football League on the week of April 25th, 26th, and 27th. Jalen, we ask every guy that comes on the program, I mean, what are those home run qualities? I mean, if they've seen you play, we know what they are. I mean, you're quick-footed, you're athletic, you're great in space, but I mean, what do you think scouts love about you? And when you were doing all those formal meetings and interviews at these games, what did they love about you?
They just love my ability to be able to, they pointed out how I finish. You know, a lot of coaches like the way I finish games, and, you know, I'm not letting my foot off of nobody's neck. You know, no matter how tired I get, you know, when you're late in the games, and, you know, I feel like that's when that inner beast come out. That's when all the training, you know, your reasons of you doing it, that's when all that supposed to come out, you know, in them times when you're weak and you're tired and your team might be down, you know, just times like that. So I could tell, you know, when you're doing it, you don't really notice. You can't really, like, you watch a film, you just see you doing good. But from a coach's point of view, you never can really tell, you know, how bad somebody wanted or, you know, just how they getting it at the mud. Like, they just grinding, like, they really want it. And I couldn't pick that out for myself, but all the coaches seen it. I mean, that's all that matters. As long as they know how bad I want it. And, you know, just my elusiveness, being able to make people miss an open field. I got a couple moves up my sleeve, you know. so I take pride in pass blocking. A lot of running backs don't like stepping up and protecting the quarterback. And I hated it, you know, at a point in time, too, you know, all those headaches, fingers, and all that. But, you know, I take pride in that. And I know that's a big part of the game at the level, too. So those three things would be the, like, what came up the most in the interviews I had.
Now, let me ask you this, because you've showed so many skills. You're also a two-time team captain with the Mountaineers. Is there anything that we haven't seen yet? I mean, maybe the system you ran that you couldn't showcase certain skills. I mean, is there more to you that we haven't seen? Maybe even a weight room warrior, a film junkie. What are some of those great traits? And you kind of mentioned that we can see tape, but what are those things that you know you have that we should know about?
Man, I can catch the hell out of the ball, man. Really didn't get to showcase that because, like, I was just – in my earlier years, my earlier college years, I was just trying to develop a role. I was just wanting to get on the field and do anything I could to show the coaches, you know, that I deserve to be there because I wasn't highly recruited at all. So, you know, it was bread and butter outside zone team. So we just ran it a lot. So the older I got, like, I was like, man, like, you know, once I started realizing I had a chance to go to the league and everything was just falling in place, I'm like, you know, I started researching, you know, and the game's changing these days. Like, they throwing about a running back a lot more. So I'm like, man, I gotta get some, you know, I got to show these people I can do this, too. I got to show these people I can do this and this. So the coaches was aware of that, and we started working into the playbook a lot. And I feel like the people seen a glimpse. You can check out the Penn State game. That was probably the most I had it thrown to me in one single game. And, but, yeah, man, like, it's all – you checking my film, it's a lot of pass plays in there. But, you know, people going to say what they going to say. I can't catch and I need more hands on this, work on this and work on that. But, you know, like, it's out there. Proof is in the pudding. Like, just cut on the film. You know, I can get two hands on the ball, one hand on the ball, whatever. I can catch the ball.
Excellent stuff. Jalen, fantastic show. We could go on and on. I wish we could keep you for a longer amount of time. Before we let you go, though, we have some off-the-wall questions. You ready to take a shot with a few of those?
Let's do it.
All right. Now, first thing I'm going to ask you, one of your teammates told me that you are a fantastic rapper, one of the best he's heard. Is that true?
It's very true.
And let me ask you this. Now, you're down with Pete Bomarito. We know Le'Veon. He loves the rap as well. Did you kick it at all with Le'Veon while you were down there? And who's a better rapper if you did?
I'm definitely the better rapper. but I'm just saying that in confidence. I'm real confident. Like, I take music very serious. Like, I love music. It helped me, you know, get through stuff in my life and all kinds of stuff. That's the only reason I say that. But I heard a couple tracks of his. We two different type of rappers though. So
okay,
you know, it's just he good with it. But we be together all the time. But I still ain't said nothing to him. That's crazy. Like, I haven't said what's up or like nothing. Like, I just feel like I don't want to rush stuff. You feel me? Like, I feel like relationships and stuff like that just that come along the way. I just got it in my head, like, even though he's my favorite running back, like, he, you know, there's a lot going on right now with him, and you know, it's come to an end now. Like, shout out to him with the contract too, but you know, it's just a lot of stuff going on, and I really vibe for people a whole lot. It may be early and all this stuff, so I just be keeping to myself most of the time.
That's all right, man. It's like that, but hey, like I said, and the gentleman, your teammate, Tay Hayes, he was also on the show. We texted him and asked you some fun stuff. He also said, tease you. He said you guys were going back and forth a little bit about who's going to do better at pro day.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm
and he also
– I know my boy down there grinding. You know, we all dogs. Like, we all dogs. So, I know. And then, you know, this is a dream come true. You know, this is an opportunity for all of us to change our lives. So, you know, we just going to go out there and get it done. And, I feel like I can't say who going to have a better day because I just know deep down in my heart, we all want it. So it's just we all can go out there and ball.
Right. Yeah. I tell you what, and Tay was great. You've been fantastic. I'm not saying this because you're on the show. You can go back and listen to all the other programs, especially with my App State guys. I love App State guys. I mean, Travaris Cadet to this day is still one of my favorite players. He's been undrafted in 2012. He's with the Panthers. I mean, and you talk about a grinder, a talented guy. I mean, he's been kicking in the NFL year after year, different teams, but nonetheless, he's been staying the course. And like I said, you guys do have a little bit of feisty in you, and I think that's what carries you guys the way it does. We got one more question, but I did want to pass along. Tay Hayes did say, please call him. So when we hang up and you get free time later, text him, give him a shout-out. He did say, have him call me. I said, I will tell him during the broadcast. And then, Jalen, the last question, and we asked this of all the guests. We tally up the names before our last draft episode on draft eve. If you could take out any female celebrity for a quick bite to eat, who are you going to take to dinner?
My girlfriend.
Not a good way not to get in trouble.
That's my celebrity.
You're definitely gonna get a kiss at the end of the show for that when she listens in. She's gonna be like, who's he gonna say? And he said his girl. Jalen, man, you've been a pleasure. I know Jeff Whitney, Adias Bakari, fantastic guys. They have a fantastic knack for identifying running back talent. Le'Veon Bell, Maurice Jones-Drew. I could go with on and on with all the big-name running backs that they've got in the National Football League. And hopefully you become another one of those guys that transcend their agency and transcend yourself as you become a National Football Leaguer. But, man, stay humble, stay hungry, and be blessed, my man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I appreciate it.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Jalen Moore, the standout running back from Appalachian State. And, again, fantastic young man. And, again, you guys know, you guys listening all the time, App State guys, they just got that little something that a lot of other schools don't carry. It's that little toughness. And this kid is going to be fun to watch. As always, we appreciate you listening to the C2P. Yeah.